Another hot day in the forecast for northwest Georgia with a heat advisory in effect today from noon until 8 o'clock tonight. Officials are reminding residents to take precaution during the afternoon heat. Limit your outdoor activity when possible. Wear lightweight clothing and drink plenty of fluids to stay hydrated. A Georgia Environmental Protection Division report says Macklemore Resort on Lookout Mountain experienced two raw sewage spills within a three-month period. The report states about 60,000 gallons of sewage entered Mill Creek in October, followed by another spill of 9,300 gallons in January. EPD says the resort's wastewater system has recorded 112 permit violations since 2022. State officials have placed a moratorium on new construction at the resort until wastewater improvements are completed and the system can handle increased flows. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says the state will keep its current absentee ballot deadlines in place. This comes following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on mail-in voting. The court ruled that the states may decide whether to count absentee ballots received after Election Day as long as they were mailed on time. In Georgia, absentee ballots must still be received by the close of the polls on Election Day to be counted, with limited exceptions for military and overseas voters. Raffensperger says the deadline provides clear and certain finality and adds that Georgia will continue enforcing its existing election security measures ahead of November voting. We've got more news coming up after this. The Walker County Animal Shelter is taking part in Bissell Pet Foundation's Summer Empty the Shelters event, offering reduced and waived adoption fees starting next week. The event gives families an opportunity to adopt a new pet while helping animals in need find loving homes. The special adoption event runs July the 5th through July 26th at the Walker County Animal Shelter. The city of Lafayette is inviting the community to celebrate America's 250th anniversary during its annual Freedom Festival tomorrow at the Ross Abney Sports Complex. Festivities begin at 5 and will include patriotic entertainment, family-friendly activities, food vendors, and what city officials say will be the largest fireworks display in the event's history. The Museum of Lafayette will host a pop-up history exhibit featuring local artifacts, historic photographs, and a community timeline connecting Lafayette's past with the nation's 250-year history. The event is free, it's open to the public, and officials say get there early and enjoy the celebration. Details on all of these stories on our website, discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.